Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. I go to the London Times. No evidence of criminality in Heathrow fire, says Met Police. Counterterrorism officers, goes the subhead, were leading the investigation but found nothing suspicious about the blaze at the West London substation. Heathrow was knocked out late, early Friday morning. That would have been the middle of the night, Thursday night in the United States. And the repercussions now include a group of airlines who use Heathrow were getting together to sue Heathrow for incompetence or something like that. Joe, your thoughts about when they first heard about this, did people suspect sabotage?
I think that naturally, whenever you have some kind of unusual event like this happen that is so economically destructive and disruptive, people will wonder if there was some sort of terrorism or sabotage. But I think that, frankly, particularly in the UK, you can't rule out accident or incompetence. And it's beginning to look like there might be some elements of one or both of those things. I think that there are questions about why exactly it is that the systems that are supposed to prevent fires from breaking out in electricity substations failed in this case. And so that's going to be one strand that people will be looking at. And then I think that there are also now big questions about why it is that such a major piece of infrastructure as the country's and one of Europe's largest airports was so vulnerable to an event like this. And then also, you know, you're starting to hear questions about whether Heathrow actually was vulnerable to this, or in fact, was the decision to shut down the entire airport a bit premature? And could there have been better ways for them to handle resilience? And so I think that it's healthy and productive that the discussion around this freak event seemed to be headed in that direction, because you have to be thinking like that if you're going to make yourself more resilient in the face of potential sabotage or terrorism in the future.
I'm remembering the bad old days in New York when something bad would happen, you'd shrug and just move on because it happened every day. Is that the situation in London, or is this a one-off? People actually were alarmed by it. We have about 30 seconds.
No, I think that because of the scale of the disruption and the number of ordinary people who were affected by it, I mean, travelers going off on holiday in their hundreds of thousands, and just the national embarrassment of it, I think that there is an acknowledgement that people really have to get to the bottom of it, and it is not acceptable that something like this will happen.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London, life in London without Heathrow for a few days. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal. Editorial page, he was 8 years in China. The good years, and now the bumpy part.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.